Gentlemen, I'm sorry I had a call that I had to take. We're back from recess. And we are talking about vehicle purchases potentially, correct?
Correct.
I stepped away. We were talking about whether or not to utilize a state bid or move forward in another manner, which would bring local companies into play. Further discussion, guys?
You'd have to correct me. I'd have to find out legally. I'm just talking about county, local. This is what I was saying. I don't know. We've got 3 years. So, local, that could provide the service that we need. And if they're not interested in trying to even approach that bid, or, you know, one bid on it, well, then go ahead and do the state bid.
Are you suggesting we approach them before we do a bid process, or that we go through a bid process, or... What's
well,
you guys as brothers?
Let's just say this. It would be out of line to just call the dealers in Taney County and ask if they are interested in bidding the selling six trucks. Now, surely, I don't care what business you're in, if you're going to bid on six trucks, it's of way more interest than trying to negotiate on one vehicle. So there may be a great interest where there would not be on one. They would try to make $100 on one where there would be a great big interest in trying to sell six vehicles. Stuff. I'm trying to figure out what's the best alternative that we have. The state sets these state bids up so that we don't have this problem. When our local vendors get within $68 of buying a couple of vehicles, then there's an opportunity, I think, maybe for them to
drop that $68.
I think there's an opportunity for them to have a service. One service on one vehicle takes care of that.
I contacted them and asked them if they're willing to match the price, and they either will or they wouldn't.
Are we even able to do that, or we just have to put it up for bid?
We can talk to them all we want, this is the best of my knowledge, but once we ask for bids, then we're not going to be talking to them after that.
Right. That's the reason I said, legal-wise, I don't know how that works once you get past the state bid.
Yeah. Whatever they want to do.
I just be with purchasing them. And let him handle it.
And get me clear on this. I don't, if they're not interested in getting anywhere close to, if their bid comes in and it's not anywhere close to this, I'm not interested in dealing with them, because we're going to buy this six vehicle deal is big.
Check with a couple of them, see if they're interested in playing ball.
Okay. I'll do that and then we'll
move forward from there.
The next item is basically the
tow paver, can I purchase that on state bid cooperative purchasing? That'd be factory direct. It's not something that you're going to find. They don't sell very many of them. And I don't remember what you guys told me last meeting. I apologize.
I thought we could, I thought there was a motion made to go ahead and go ahead with the tow pavers so it would be here and be in operation.
You purchased that on the state bid?
Yes.
I mean, I believe so. Do you have that, Brandon, or do you remember?
I thought we approved it.
I did too. And
that's fine. There,
so. We talked about it, and if the motion was made, well.
Go get it.
Okay. Last item I've had, can we go ahead and work with Erickson on getting specs out for two additional dump trucks?
Yeah, but I want.
We're going to bid out. I mean, I'm going to redo the entire specs.
Does that count this one that we're going to have a discussion about?
No, this one will.
Be two more besides that if we.
This one we already own. This is a separate issue. They'll either do something with this, but these are two additional dump trucks, and we'll get rid of two once we receive these later on. Two older trucks.
When we're going to get around sandblasting some of these other trucks and getting some paint?
All I've got left to do is put get a heat system. I was going to meet with the guy today to see what kind of heat system I can put in that building, just the shop area. The other rooms in there already have a system. And then basically, if it quit snowing long enough, we could pick one of the trucks as a candidate. I was going to use a local guy to come give us some pointers on the best way to prep it, so we don't make any mistakes. And then I also need to work with Mr. Erickson, bid out, actually get a company that would be able to paint them for us once we have them prepped and ready.
I'd sure like to get that done this spring after all this snowstorms and everything. As soon as we get where we think we're through that part of it, just immediately. I know the wear and tear that we've put on some of those, but some of those trucks look awful rough, so I'd like to get them prepped and ready to do something with, if it's nothing but an experiment, to see how we might be able to work this out the cheapest way, but the paint is flaking off of some of those beds. Truck body itself don't look too bad, but the beds look terrible. It may not have quit snowing until May.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, I was just in D.C. and they shut down the federal government. I thought that was unusual.
Yeah.
Shut down the federal government.
All the buildings.
Okay. Unless these guys have something, that's all I have.
You've got three issues at the top. Did we touch on those, or?
Actually, we've done that last time on the surveys and the under survey issue. We got one road. We're still researching the minutes, and we haven't come up with anything as far as a date or anything in minutes on that road. It's in Swan Township. I think Swan Township. It's the one over there by Mildred we were discussing. Clayton Road, where it ended, and we were looking at the petition. We have found nothing in Mission Minutes yet.
Do you have a year?
We got a year, and then we got a stamp on the back of the petition, but no date written in there. Stamp is approved, but no date. So that's what we're trying to narrow down. When was it approved? And maybe there'll be a more definite answer there, but that's what we can't come up with yet. We searched from 91 through to 94. We haven't come up with anything yet. And we're going back to make sure we didn't miss it somewhere.
Is it concern a cul-de-sac and that's all, or?
The concern is where it actually ended per that plaque, because it had two different drawings there. And what I wanted to do is maybe a surveyor could read that and pinpoint where does that, within the petition, the color-coded road they laid out, where does the actual end is the only thing question on. I want to make sure we're maintaining what they approved. And if we're not, I mean, we need to extend it to make sure we're not going further than we're supposed to. I don't think it was really an issue of a turnaround, no farther the distance is, because we've got an intersection there that's just about as easy to turn around. So.
Yeah. So that could be the reason there's no cul-de-sac at the end of the road?
Yeah, I mean, there was, at that time, and
yeah,
they didn't really look or plan for cul-de-sacs or turnarounds.
Anything else, guys? Just waiting for our next snowstorm?
Anxiously.
Pardon?
Won't be until December.
I like your thinking.
salt wise, was you doing okay?
Yeah, I think we're fairly good. I don't plan to reorder it unless they start predicting something bigger.
That'd be up 2 days.
We're pretty good shape. I mean, if they predict a pretty good storm, we still got salt on hand. So
Wendy, since I was in D.C. and haven't had any kind of update, did we have any accidents or problems with our vehicles in this sleet, ice, snow?
One accident and one truck getting stuck. Other than that, not too much.
Did anybody get hurt? No.
No,
he's pulling out of my yard there, and there is a house behind us that our access road actually goes to a house behind. Maybe. And he was pulling out. He looked both directions, looked the wrong way a little longer, and this car popped up over the hump, and he clipped her with the plow, dented her fender, and made a gash in the door, the driver's side. Nothing serious, nobody hurt.
Anything else, guys?
You know, we're not on the air or anything.
We'll yes, we are.
I'm talking about being, are we on the air or recording?
Yes, both.
Well, I'm going to say that you guys done an outstanding job. I had two calls from people that were nagging about, I guess they think they're the only people in the county. But other than that, I think you guys done it. Great job, and these calls were on snow on the intersection or on the main road, and where their road turned off, or their driveway turned off, or their entrance to subdivision went in. And I just told them, I said, you know, if we stop and clean every driveway into every house, we'd be about a quarter of a mile of road down the road. We've got to get as much distance as we can and get as many people on the move. So I thought you did an outstanding job, and appreciate the hard work. I know you're bound to be. It's bound to be a stress. Probably start showing up on around the workplace. You know, it's bound to. And but yeah, I think you've done a great job with handling the snow and ice.
Anything else? Gentlemen?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. You doing all right, Devin?
We're going to have time later right now.
Well, gentlemen, could we
let me know.
We'll
do it. Okay. Go into exact. We'll stand in recess if you want to have. What we have scheduled is exec session. Is there a motion to go in? I'm sorry, what?
Are you going into recess first?
No. I just thought if we needed a recess, we'd take one, but I don't think we do.
Move to go to executive session per section 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Move into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Brandon, aye.
And Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. We'll stand into executive session until we move upstairs for a daily staff review and agenda request following.